Awesome. You know, we are here right now with Jason Slater. Jason, why don't you quickly introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Jason Slater. I'm the technology manager for the SmartLink team at Gojo, in Akron, Ohio.
So Gojo, we are here in front of this Purell thing, and we are here for a reason.
Yes.
What is this thing? What are we looking at?
So what we're looking at here, and this is kind of a non-standard install we did here for for Connect, but what we're looking at is our standard Purell LTX dispenser, and this is what we refer to as our activity counter. And when we talk about our hand hygiene compliance, what this really gives us is this gives us that the two pieces of basically the calculation, your numerator and your denominator. Numerator being the actual hand hygiene or hand wash, whether it's from our Purell dispensers or from our soap dispensers. Then the activity traffic in and out of given areas with our activity counters, and we can get both directional ins and outs separately.
And what's the use case? Like, who's using this technology?
So primarily today, we have installations in acute care hospitals, and what we're helping them do is using these devices, setting these up generally in patient rooms so that we can get real traffic in and out of a given room. And then we correlate that data either at a room level, at a unit level, or a floor, or even a whole facility level, to give them a really good baseline, an objective measure of how they're doing from a compliance perspective.
Awesome. Now, I have not been washing my hands for days in preparation for this demo, so I'm just going to go ahead and just put it under. Mm-hmm. Now, what exactly does this part? Because I see the light go on, and I have my wonderful, and this is awesome, and I see.
Yes.
Is it supposed to burn? I don't know if that's usual. That may be me.
Yeah, but. dry hands sometimes with the alcohol can do that.
Right.
Like I said, this isn't really a typical install. Where this would be in an acute care setting is just inside the doorway within a hospital room.
Right.
So this part here, as we kind of get the lights going, green gives the directionality of in, red gives the directionality of out.
So
that's how we get our ins and outs. All that data is then sent up to our proprietary RF network that we put install on site.
And how is it actually, because I think, can you open this and we can see some of the...
Absolutely.
Yes, let's go under. All right, so what are we looking at here?
So this is our...
I see batteries and a couple other things.
Yep, this is our standard pump house. I mean, one of the big challenges with our system is everything's battery operated, so we have to be really power efficient.
Oh, right.
So this is essentially that RF module that's gonna send the data up to our network that's gonna be on site to be aggregated and then forwarded up to Azure.
Awesome. So this sends the data, and does it send it to this?
No, these are both talking to the components that are actually installed. They were installed in the keynote room this morning.
Okay, so and how much data are we talking about going over the wire? Because you think about all these devices sending data in kind of real time and multiple floors in a hospital. That, that ends up being a lot of data in Azure.
Yeah, right now I think the last count, we're in tens of thousands of devices, and we're seeing somewhere in the neighborhood of about 2 million events a day.
2 million events. Wow, that's huge. Okay.
So, and really, that growth is going to be exponential as we continue to get more adoption.
And 2 million. And how many hospitals is this deployed on? Like, what's the hospital events ratio? Just to put you on the spot as much as possible.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be honest. I don't know the number right now, but 25-ish, I would say.
Okay. Yeah. So you start thinking about the volume if this rolls out to thousands
of hospitals.
And how do you do the data crunching once it's in the cloud?
Okay. So the data comes up basically from our gateways. Gets aggregated and then sent through event hubs. Event hubs, there's some processing that goes on behind those event hubs. Stream analytics lays on top to give us some deeper insights, and then the data lands in SQL Azure, at which point we layer it on our UI and our mobile apps that people draw the data back out for.
This is so cool. Now, is there a residential version instead of the commercial version, or can I buy this on Amazon?
So the dispensers, yes.
It's really for my kids. It's not for me, I swear.
The dispensers, absolutely. The technology system is still kind of in flight. And so, we're always expanding and looking to other markets and things. But today, it's really about that clinical healthcare setting.
Okay. And for Microsoft employees, I think this would be a great thing to just shame them into actually washing their hands. So have you guys played with this in your company at all?
Absolutely. both our primary headquarters in Akron. We've got installs really at all of our main buildings. So it's just something to help the employees and understand how the system works and what it's about, what it is that our team's been working on.
And to learn more, where would you go?
Gojo.com/SmartLink.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jason. Now we're going to throw it back over to Seth for some more live Q&A.